This is the greatest scam in the history of politics, I think, and I'm talking about beyond our nation.
The U.S. president lays into the opposition on day one of the Republican National Convention. This is Wednesday, the 26th of August, and this is VOA Asia. I'm Ira Melman. Also ahead, we have a status report on wildfires in both the U.S. and Australia. Victims of a mass murder in New Zealand continue to have their say. And a citizen of Myanmar has been barred from upcoming elections. It appears because he is Rohingya. It is all on today's VOA Asia. Republicans opened their four-day convention in Charlotte, North Carolina Monday and unanimously nominated President Donald Trump for a second term. Michael Sullivan reports, in a nation battered by COVID-19 and a recession, speakers warned of darker days ahead if Democratic Party nominee Joe Biden is elected.
In Charlotte, a scaled-down convention, partly live and partly pre-recorded, with Republican delegates from around the United States all backing Trump.
So the biggest little delegation of the state of Rhode Island proudly stands united to cast our 19 votes for President Donald J. Trump.
That evening, when the focus shifted from Charlotte to Washington, speaker after speaker defended Trump's handling of the pandemic and economy, as at the Democratic Convention, African Americans and Hispanics held prominent roles, including Nikki Haley, an Indian American and former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
The black small business owners who've watched their life's work go up in flames, they matter. The black kids who've been gunned down on the playground, their lives matter too.
Trump was shown at the White House meeting frontline workers who are fighting the pandemic and, citing his accomplishments, recalled his appointment of conservative federal judges, something he said his Democratic challenger, Joe Biden, would not do.
The radical left will demand that he appoints super radical left, wild, crazy justices going into the Supreme Court. Your American dream will be dead if that happens.
Democrats accused Trump of trying to slow the mail during the pandemic to favor his reelection by suppressing the vote of those likely to back Biden. Trump said Democrats are promoting a vote-by-mail scheme that could expose the election to fraud.
This is the greatest scam in the history of politics, I think, and I'm talking about beyond our nation. And they act like they're aggrieved.
It's a claim ridiculed by Democrats. Viewers were reminded of national protests by the Black Lives Matter movement, hearing from a St. Louis couple who brandished weapons when they felt threatened by protesters.
They're not satisfied with spreading the chaos and violence into our communities. They want to abolish the suburbs altogether.
Trump is trailing in most polls, but the election will depend on who gets out the vote in key swing states like Michigan.
I expect him to have more votes in Michigan than he did last time. And, you know, the energy policies and the manufacturing policies, the new trade agreement, all those things are of massive benefit to Michigan and to the upper Midwest as well.
Republicans have three more nights to try to shape the narrative before the election campaign gets underway in earnest. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
In reaction to day one of the Republican National Convention, a Democratic National Committee tweet said, while Trump and the RNC lie about his failed response to the coronavirus, we are holding him accountable for the more than 5.7 million cases and 175,000 deaths that have happened under his watch. These are among the top Asia headlines you'll find right now at voanews.com. Amid soaring tensions between the two sides on several fronts, top Chinese and U.S. negotiators agree to push forward their Phase 1 economic deal. A Hong Kong court again denies bail to the first person charged with inciting separatism and terrorism under the new national security law. Japan's prime minister visits the hospital for the second time in a week, fueling speculation he may be facing a serious health issue. New Zealand and South Korea toughen their coronavirus restrictions, and China launches what it says is an advanced warship for the Pakistan Navy. Expanded coverage of these stories and more are on Facebook at VOA Asia and on the voanews.com website. Firefighters helped by weather and reinforcements are hoping to continue progress toward extinguishing the California wildfires that have killed at least 7 people and ravaged the San Francisco Bay Area and wine country. Fire officials say Tuesday there has been significant progress since the weather turned favorable. The major fires were ignited more than a week ago during an unusual siege of thousands of lightning strikes. 3 Northern California fires have burned more than 1,200 homes and other buildings. The deadliest and most destructive of those fires now has containment lines around 25% of it that serve to prevent fires from spreading. An independent report into Australia's Black Summer bushfires has recommended sweeping changes to land clearing practices and the creation of an international research center to investigate extreme fire behavior. The 2019-2020 disaster was unprecedented in scale. The Gospers Mountain fire north of Sydney was the largest forest fire ever recorded in Australia, burning more than 500,000 hectares. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
More aggressive hazard reduction or controlled burn-offs that can reduce the severity of future bushfires would make Australia safer, according to an independent panel. However, previous research has shown that as conditions get hotter and drier, it becomes less effective. But the report wants landowners in high-risk areas to increase prescribed burning. It also said that climate change was one of many factors that made last summer so extraordinary. The fires were fueled by record-breaking temperatures and a long drought across southern and eastern Australia. New South Wales State Premier Gladys Berejiklian says global warming is making the country more vulnerable.
The next fire season is already upon us. So the government has taken every action we can already in response to the recommendations that we received. We do have to also accept that in addition to the issues that have been canvassed this morning, our climate is changing. And those who wrote the report actually acknowledge that. Our climate is changing.
The New South Wales State Government has accepted each of the panel's 76 recommendations. The report has called for more scientific research into fighting fires, including the use of artificial intelligence and drones to help put them out quickly. It said the answer wasn't more fire trucks or firefighters. Critics of the inquiry have reportedly said it was lackluster and contained no significant recommendations. The Black Summer fires killed more than 30 people and destroyed thousands of homes. For the first time ever, catastrophic fire conditions had been forecast for Australia's biggest city, Sydney. Ominously, the panel warned that Australia should expect to see similar conditions or worse to happen again. For VOA News, Phil Mercer, Sydney.
We continue on VOA Asia. Families of victims gunned down at 2 New Zealand mosques urged a judge to impose the toughest possible sentence, life without parole, on the gunman during a sentencing hearing on Tuesday. Reuters' Edward Baran reports.
Please, I want you to give this man the highest punishment if you can. I want you not to let this man see the sun.
A survivor of last year's New Zealand mosque shooting, Hazem Mohammed, demanded justice in court on Tuesday. He and other survivors were facing up to white supremacist Brenton Tarrant, a 29-year-old Australian. Kyron Goss is the nephew of victim Linda Armstrong.
She never even stood a chance. To this day, I have not received an apology, nor have I seen any shred of remorse for his despicable actions.
Tarrant is scheduled to be sentenced this week after pleading guilty to 51 murders, 41 attempted murders, and one charge of committing a terrorist act during the 2019 shooting rampage in Christchurch, which he live-streamed on Facebook. Families of victims gunned down and survivors urged the judge to impose the toughest possible sentence, life without parole, on the gunman. Tarrant showed no remorse and even appeared to smirk at one survivor during the hearing. Nathan Smith, originally from the UK, recounted how he held a three-year-old boy as he died in his arms.
When you get a 3 minute, which you'll have plenty of, funny, eh? Very funny. Maybe you should try to read the Quran. It's beautiful. I have nothing else to say to you. But you will be judged. You will be judged.
A murder conviction carries a mandatory sentence of life in prison, but the judge can also rule out parole, a measure that's never been used in New Zealand.
That was Reuters reporter Edward Baran. This is VOA Asia. Rohingya politician Abdul Rashid was born in Myanmar and is one of the very few from the Muslim minority to have Myanmar citizenship. But when the country goes to the polls in November, he will not be able to stand. Libby Hogan reports.
Aspiring politician Abdul Rashid was born in Myanmar. His father was a civil servant, but Rashid's name won't be on the ballot in November because officials accuse him of having foreign roots. And he's not alone. He's among a half dozen candidates who have been rejected, all of them Muslim Rohingya. Officials say Rashid's parents weren't citizens when he was born, despite documents that Rashid says proves his case. In Myanmar, they do not recognize the term Rohingya or the community as an indigenous ethnic group.
This is a pension letter from my father, and this is an updated ID from my mother. The Election Commission rejected me, even though I've submitted the form with all required documents. I don't know what the matter is, and I can't find any answer.
The citizenship cards of his parents, called National Registration Cards, were abruptly withdrawn in the 1990s and replaced with temporary white cards. And then in 2015, with the stroke of the pen, former President Thun Sein nullified the cards, stripping the Rohingya of their right to vote. Successive military governments that ruled Myanmar took away the Rohingya's identity documents, leaving many with no proof of their origins. Rashid hoped an election win for Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi's party would in time see Rohingya rights recognised. But he has had his dreams crushed again.
Now this is a democratic government, and I had high hopes with Aung San Suu Kyi. The 2020 election is under her democratic government, and I'd hoped the policy would be amended and there wouldn't be any discrimination. We thought that we would be accepted as well, but that's not the case.
Of at least a dozen Rohingya candidates that have applied, six have already been rejected, all of them hoping for a chance under Suu Kyi's democratic government. Analysts say the polls on November 8th are an important test of the transition away from direct military rule. But more than 730,000 Rohingya were forced to flee from Myanmar in 2017 after a military crackdown that the UN said was carried out with genocidal intent. Rights groups say the disqualification of Rohingya candidates demonstrates the limits of reform in the country.
Reuters correspondent Libby Hogan reporting. While most parents are stressed about kids and remote online learning, some experts say expect more of that in the future. And that may be a good thing. Deanna Mitchell has more.
As many children begin the school year online, parents struggle with how to get their kids to learn through a screen. But Tech CEO Nicole Lazzaro is excited. She hopes the pandemic will be a catalyst for change in technology and education.
It's this turning point in history because for my entire career, I've tried to get, you know, more technology into the classroom, but there's been so much resistance.
Lazzaro is passionate about games. She is a veteran game designer and develops games in virtual and augmented realities. She's also been hired by game companies like Electronic Arts and movie and TV studios such as LucasArts, the Cartoon Network, and Nickelodeon.
100% of the world's students are you know, online learners right now. The use of games in that online learning environment, the use of VR, the use of AR, there's this, just this huge potential.
Lazzaro said kids are much more likely to retain information they learn in VR, as it's an experience rather than a lecture. Deanna Mitchell for VOA News, Oakland, California.
Thank you for being with us today, and thanks to our managing editor, Diane Gao, and our VOA Asia team, Jim Stevenson, Keith Lane, and Doug Bernard. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Try to stay as safe as you can and enjoy the day ahead.